KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Business is booming.
Good evening and welcome out to Tagger Field here in Redding, California. Jacob Green here with you, joined by Spencer Schlange as the West Coast Kings here in Game 2. They're looking to continue their reign here for this weekend of baseball as they handed the Colt 45s their first loss of the season last night by a score of 7-1. The Colt 45s just couldn't quite get the bats to wake up. As again, the Colt 45s will look to bounce back here on this Saturday night edition of Colt 45s Baseball. Bluebird skies overhead, pretty much zero wind. We're 100 degrees right now, but it's slowly and steadily dropping here in the wonderful Redding, California. Spencer, I know you're looking forward to tonight, the West Coast Kings in town, and only one game you're calling this weekend with me on the color commentary side, one of two. And then, you had a little World Cup action last night, couldn't make it,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Absolutely. I have to stay busy, obviously, the priorities have to be set straight, but a lot of fun, couldn't be any happier with the result of last night's game, of course, for the U.S. of A., but I'm excited to be out here with you, Jacob, and see if the Colt 45s, as you mentioned, dropped the game last night, 8-1, first loss of the season, or 7-1, rather, sorry, first loss of the season, but their 8-1 is their record on the season, so you can understand the mistake there, but hopefully they're looking to even up the series here tonight and set up a series-deciding game tomorrow.
Yeah, and if you're the Colt 45s, you want to get the win today, get the bats back up and running after scoring 37 runs against the South Bay Storm on Wednesday and Thursday. Then they went quiet all of a sudden, and now they're going to look to wake them back up and then head for the rubber match tomorrow, look to take the 2-3 from the West Coast Kings, and it will be Chase Phillips getting the start for the 45s. Chase Phillips, a right-hand 6'8", 250 out of Taft, California, and Taft College, a sophomore. He'll be facing off against Jude Atlee of the West Coast Kings, and there's a lot to look forward to tonight. It was a little bit of a slower rolling game last night, but steadily picked up pace off and on. And the next thing you know, the Colt 45s just kind of ran out of time to get that offense rolling, unfortunately. And also a little, we'll see when the starting lineups are announced here momentarily. Lucas Pettingill will be in that DH spot, so I'm kind of excited to see how he does exactly facing off against Jude Atlee and the rest of these West Coast Kings. But it should be a overall fun game on a Saturday night. It's cooled off a little bit here. The wind slowly starting to just kind of pull around a little bit. Not too crazy, but Bluebird skies overhead. 310 down the right field line, 320 down the left field line. 358 to left center, 406 straight away, and then 372 the right center corner here at Tiger Field. Shadows just starting to cover parts of the field as we are eagerly awaiting to get underway. And I mean, so far for the Colt 45s, they've done really well in situations where they get walks, they get free bases, and that was the story last night when they strung together more than two hits. They were successful on the base pass, but in this case, it only happened twice last night, and both of those innings were, again, in the third inning and then the ninth inning, and they just came up short. I mean, way short by six runs, but yeah. It's the turning of the tide really quickly can change a ball game rapidly. And one of the cases last night was the West Coast Kings just kind of had everything going their way. They got a couple double plays that were rally killers. The Colt 45s left 17 on base the whole night. So that's something that if they can get a hit in those situations, all of a sudden it's a completely flip-flop ball game, and you're looking at 15 runs or more, and even if they score about 50% of those runs, that's a tie ball game, maybe right. More.
Yeah, exactly. As you mentioned, just a quick math there, if a third of those runners that were left stranded, they're right in the game, a one-score game, or they even tie the game up and head to extra innings. So although the score was 7-1, it's still a very competitive game. And as you mentioned, I know I wasn't at the game last night, unfortunately, but you mentioned getting into a couple double plays, just unfortunate things. West Coast Kings playing good defense on the dirt, of course. But if the Colt 45s can avoid hitting into that double play, a lot more runs come across to score. As you mentioned, starting 17 is definitely unusual and uncharacteristic of this Colt 45s baseball team based off the past few seasons that we've been calling these games.
I will say that's also if my math is completely correct.
Right.
And in some cases, it's not. This might not be the case.
Not exactly flawless, but
yeah. Just, when you're doing math as well as a few other things at the same time.
Right.
you just never know how correct it is. But keep the score at the end of every half inning. And yeah, last night was one of those nights where thought everything was correct on my end of the scorecard. So hopefully it was. But again, 17 left the board is just unreal. And again, if you can get an extra base hit in any of those situations, two runs score, and it's just a whole different ball game.
Yeah, exactly. And just don't mean to hammer it home, but again, the difference maker right there is just the runners left on base. The Kings obviously able to bring runners around to score compared to the Colt 45 stranding multiple runners. Obviously, I'm sure out of the 17 that were left on base, I'm sure roughly 10 of them were in scoring position on second or third, just mathematically.
Yeah, I was going to say there wasn't a lot that I could do as far as making sure which runners were in scoring position, but I have to assume the Colt 45s didn't hit well with runners in scoring position, because usually when you leave runners aboard like that, you scratch across far less runs, if that makes any sense.
Right.
But in this scenario, again, that was the story of last night. Hopefully it's not the story of tonight, as we will eagerly await the Colt 45s bouncing back, and again, we'll see what they'll do here tonight against the West Coast Kings with a new pitcher and just a whole different look with Tyler Zanizer batting farther back in the order. You have D'Amico Parker back in that leadoff spot, and after we get the national anthem, we'll get the starting lineups to you, but roughly the same lineup for the Kings from last night, where they had a lot of success in the middle part of the lineup, including their first baseman, Julian Camber, who got aboard three times. But Caleb Hendricks last night, the catcher, also got aboard a handful of times, including that drop third strike that turned into a rally where he came around to score. And that singular at-bat was very indicative of the ball game as a whole. And it was part of the issue was just the Colt 45s couldn't get the right side of the coin, unfortunately. But again, tonight's a whole different story. It's the beauty of baseball. We've talked about it before, when the Colt 45s very rarely will lose a ball game. They've had, again, great success the last couple of years here at Tiger Field, and I expect nothing less than bouncing back tonight.
Absolutely. Well said, Jacob. And again, I don't want to jinx anything here, knock on wood, of course, but I don't think I've been a part of this KCNR team, which is absolutely great and amazing blessing. I don't think I've had the Colt 45s have lost a series. So tonight is the first time that's a possibility here. And obviously, it's up to them to turn that around and win this, obviously, even it up tonight. And then close it out tomorrow in the third game of the series. But I think they've never done worse than a series split in games that I've called, or series that I've called, in one game, at least today. But that could change in just a few hours.
Yeah, 100%. And you just don't know. It's the beauty of baseball.
Absolutely.
It's the beauty of sports in general. And we beat that dead horse with Simpson Sports this last year as well, where you come off a tough loss, and then all of a sudden you're looking for the win the next night or the next day, or even in some doubleheaders. You wash it off, let the clock tick by, and next thing you know, you're just shooting for something else. And, now the starting lineup's officially being announced. And we will be here momentarily with the national anthem, which will be sung tonight by Sandlot Band over here to our left. Everyone now announced and at the foul lines, respectively, all ready to get underway as we're running a little behind here tonight at Tiger Field. But nevertheless, the product of baseball will always be good. You know, it's always our goal here, especially with the radio side. And we're gonna pause here as I, the Tiger, will get faded out here by Chad Johnson on the PA system, as the Sandlot Band will bring you tonight's rendition of Our Nation's Anthem. The Sandlot Band always in attendance here at Tiger Field here in Redding, California. And we actually take that back. We're going to cut to break here for Our Nation's Anthem, and we'll be back in just a few moments after this.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
When a heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit reddingheatingandair.com. Redding Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Jacob Green here with you, joined by Spencer Slinge here at Tiger Field on this Saturday night edition of 45's Baseball. It's Jude Utley getting the baseball from Kyle Gross, his manager. Chase Phillips getting the ball from Bob Anderson, his manager. We are set to get underway here relatively soon. But first, the starting lineup brought to you by Spencer Slinge.
Thank you, Jacob. Again, yes, this West Coast Kings looking to end the series here tonight with the sweep, or with a confirmed win before tomorrow. Starting off tonight, playing first, and leading off will be John Bullock, followed by E.J. Cord. Batting second, batting third will be Miles Clayton. And batting cleanup and in the designated hitter position will be Wyatt Miyamoto, followed by Teo Thompson, followed by Davis Minton. And then Ray Priest out to left field is going to be batting seventh, followed by Tyrus Vogt behind Dish. And Zach Aldamura bringing up the rear at the bottom of the lineup. And in the outfield, starting from left to right for your Colt 45s, you have Tyler Zanheiser at left, D'Amico Parker in center, Braden Chiarito in right field. Up the middle, we have Preston Conklin at short, and Marc-Anthony Carroll at second. At first base is going to be Timmy Ayers, and at third is going to be Nicholas Cavallaro. Behind the dish is going to be Tyler Jones, and on the mound today, again, as Jacob mentioned, getting the nod from Coach Bob Anderson, is going to be Chase Phillips.
Yeah, and a solid lineup there from Bob Anderson, just to shake things up just a little bit, you know, give some different rotations, round out the back end of the lineup, mix it with the top. Having your DH bat in the 8 spot is a relatively new look that I've never seen before. I've probably seen it a couple of times here or there, but just trying to get Pettingill some at-bats is really what that is. That's the reminder that we are, in fact, a collegiate summer baseball league. And at the end of the day, it's really about reps. We're not seeking after the playoffs or anything like that. Not to say that they don't want to win, but it's less imperative in that sense of more about reps and playing time and getting experience. Probably on a lot of, you'll see a lot of walks and hit by pitches. Sometimes it's just pitchers working with different pitch grips or hammering out those reps. These are young kids. They're high schoolers or just out of high school and looking for a college to play at and things like that. They're just looking to get scouted here, get reps at a higher level outside of high school. Outside of travel ball to where, especially in the wooden bat league, you're trying to work on different things. And, you know, on a 1-2 count, instead of pitching a guy outside, maybe you might want to be in a situation where you're challenging him inside with a heater or something like that. Or even, we saw, I think it was last weekend, where the Colt 45s went on the walk-off. That was 2 weekends ago now. I checked that. As the Colt 45s take the field here, other than they had their starting pitcher go 8-plus innings. And typically, you would never deep fry a pitcher like that. But in the case of this, he's gone 8 innings of rather successful pitching. So why not let him keep going? And, you know, just see how he does with runners at first and second and one out in a high-pressure situation. And even last night, the bases were loaded with a relief pitcher in his second inning of work. And sometimes that's when his arm slot starts to dip a little bit. His arm's getting tired. You'd pull him for a guy from the pen, get a fresh arm out there, secure the win. But in this case, they let, I believe it was... It was the southpaw for the West Coast Kings. If I can look at my scorecard in time. Brady Spencer, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, but Brady Spencer saw in relief, bases loaded, nobody out, and a weak ground ball. They threw home, got the force out, and then they rolled up a double play on the infield to stifle the Colt 45's offense. So when you can put pitchers in scenarios like that, they have that on their resume. They go to a college. It's just phenomenal stuff for these young kids.
Right, absolutely. Again, yeah, a lot of these guys, too, I had the opportunity to talk to Tyler Sanheiser before the season actually started, a good friend of mine, and he was able to let me know that this is a very different team than last year. You know, it may not be a team that's going to be as successful. Obviously, it started off. So far, so good. You know, it's their first loss coming last night in their ninth appearance. Looking to go 9-1 through 10. That's a great start, obviously, very similar to last year's start. But he said this team is full of kids who are just out of high school and they're looking for places to play next year or getting ready for the fall training camp and stuff like that and ready for spring season. So it's just a great opportunity, as Jacob was mentioning, just to come out here and play. And that's what both these teams are looking to do, and obviously the win is just a bonus.
Yeah, exactly. And when you have a winning record like that, as the first pitch from the righty to the left-hand hitter comes in at 7:20, it's in there for a called strike one, as we are officially one. It's the left-hand hitting John Bullock to the plate, who got the start last night. Now the 0-1 delivery from the righty Phillips, swing and a miss for strike two. Bullock in that two spot last night, now in an 0-2 hole. Phillips challenging him with that 6'8" frame, 250 out of Taft, California. The 0-2 delivery is just off the plate. Not sure if that actually missed or not, but according to the home plate umpire, it did in fact miss.
There you go. So, and again, cannot reiterate enough.
The 1-2 swing, and a miss, got him on the breaking ball. And that's the way our ball game begins, is a swinging strikeout. As everyone cheers with the beer batter getting struck out, that equals $1 off beer. And the fans in attendance are happy, so.
Absolutely. Great way to start. And again, just reiterating what Jacob just said for Chase Phillips. Get a lot of power behind the ball, of course. 6'8", 220 pounds. That is a big pitcher right there. And he's looking to pitch heat for these first couple innings, I'm assuming.
That one misses wide for ball one. Here we are in the top of the first inning. Jacob Green and Spencer Schlange here with you. It's great to have you with us for the Saturday night edition. The flags out in center field are just barely blown out there. The 1-0 and that boating knot at the bottom of the flagpole has actually come undone, so the flags are actually kind of drifting from that rope being a little too loose as well, and it might be completely off. Somebody's going to have to go out there behind the wall and tie the correct, I can't remember what the knot's called. There's this one hitting the air toward left. Zanheiser giving chase. He's going to look up right to the warning track, and it is gone. On to the street it goes for E.J. Cord off the rip.
Yeah, and that is exactly how you respond to a strikeout. John Bullock getting backed up there quickly by E.J. Cord, taking that one to deep left field, over the netting, and out. Sanheiser took a few steps back, sat at the track, just kind of stared up at it, and was like, yeah, I don't think I'm making a jump for that one. So it's going to go over, and that's an early 1-0 lead here for E.J. Cord
and
the West Coast Kings.
He gets a robe put on him as he heads to the dugout and just tattooed that baseball. I mean, hopefully it picked up on the mics here, but what I love to see, too, is a fan drawing here early on, just having some fun with these young kids as the lefty steps up. Skies this one toward right, giving chase to Chiarito, angling toward the wall, right to the warning track, can't find it, and that one's over the wall. Oh, my goodness, back to back. The Kings tag Chase Phillips, and it's quickly 2-0, and it's a tip of the cap from one of the fans here in attendance.
How about that, Jacob? This has been a big difference in most of the games I've called with you out here at Tiger Field. Two pitches in a row, both getting taken, one to deep left, one to deep right. And it looked like Chiarito sitting there. Obviously, the sun in the right field is the worst place to be in the start of this game, the first couple innings with the sun. And he just kind of sat there with his back leaned up against the ball and just threw his hands up. He couldn't find the ball, and the ball wasn't going to find him either. That was way out.
First one catches the inner half for a called strike one, and that wall angles in, the 310 marker down the right field line. It goes straight out for about 15 feet or so, and then angles back at a 45-degree angle back out and angling toward the 370 mark out in right center. So it's a weird angle to play with already, but with the sun. And last night we saw the first baseman lose the ball in the sun on the throw down to first. And, I mean, it was just a catastrophe from there. For the Colt 45s, they were able to recover eventually. As we again, just now that Colt 45 is eager to get out there on offense for sure. This one misses wide to make the count one ball and two strikes. To the right hand hitting Wyatt Miyamoto, the designated hitter tonight. Stumbled over my words there for a second. As this one's grounded toward the third baseman. Gloves back behind third base. Strong throw to first. What a blitz. Caballero. 5-3. Four out number two. Ranging over to his right. Handled it in foul territory to the right of the third base bag and made a strong off-balance throw to first, where Timmy Ayers was there with the full extension.
Yeah, great play there by the infield of the Colt 45s. And
it doesn't even matter because it was actually called foul. And I thought he got to that in fair territory by a mile. And then I missed it because I was marking down my scorecard. And now take everything we just said back. Rewind 30 seconds and wipe it. It's a 1-2 count with one out. Now the 1-2 delivery misses wide for ball two.
And I will say I did see Miyamoto with almost a half jog towards first base, and I didn't know if he just thought he was safe for sure, but he obviously saw the foul call. Thought for a minute he may have injured himself a little bit, but.
And I think what it was it actually went off home plate as he fouls this one off. So, two balls and two strikes with one out. And yeah, I think what it was it went off of home plate, then went.
Right.
But, I mean, great play by Caballero nonetheless. It's just, yeah, you wish that would have been called fair. It looked fair. And he got it before it really went foul. Now swing and miss. Ball escapes the hands of the catcher. Clears, throws down to first. This time in the shade with Timmy Ayers rocking the sunglasses. And now the Colt 45s have two, and they did so the hard way. But bouncing back after the back-to-back homers, and Chase Phillips grabs the K. That's his second K. And that will bring up Teo Thompson, who hit the ball hard last night. Center fielder batting fifth.
Yeah, and a good play there by catcher Tyler Jones. Obviously the strikeout, but he had to make the throw as it was bobbled. Getting out of the runner's lane and getting out to the side and making that easy throw over there, or making that relatively easy throw even easier for him and Timmy Ayers for the second out here. Again, 2-0, the top one is not ideal, but hoping to limit the damage here.
Yeah, great job of clearing like that and getting down. And then making that clean throw down to first where the first baseman had time to get to it again. Now one ball and one strike to the left hand hitting Teo Thompson. This one's fouled back toward us off the screen. Makes it count one ball and two strikes. With two outs here in a 2-0 top of the first. In a game that the Colt 45s are definitely looking to bounce back and win. Swing! And a miss says Phillips K's the side. Gets them all swinging. Side is retired, but two runs on a couple of hits. Two solos just going back to back. As we head to the bottom of the first inning, the Colt 45s down, but they're coming up in the bottom half.
Reading area, stay cool this summer with Reading Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingAndAir.com or call 530-223-1332. That's 530-223-1332.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at RedingHeatingAir.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to bottom of the first inning here from Tagger Field. Jacob Green here with you, joined by Spencer Schlange in this bottom of the first at the Colt 45s find themselves down by a score of 2-0 in.
And they'll look to crawl back from this deficit and, again, walk away with the W today after
losing last night by a score of 7-1. And we'll see how exactly they can do so as DJ Parker will lead things off here. First base swing chops toward the shortstop. Altamura gloves, throws the first pick to the other end. And the 6-3 put out sends Parker down on the first pitch swinging for out number one. That will bring up Timmy Ayers.
Yeah, obviously not what they wanted, the Colt 45 start off from there from D'Amico Parker, but the 6-3 put out, unfortunate. But I love the idea of just staying aggressive on the offensive early. You're down 2-0 here in the bottom of the first at-bat. You might as well swing at the first pitch you like, and he does, and obviously doesn't get a great piece of it, but is able to at least put the ball in play and make this Kings defense make a play.
Yeah, I just got a little bit on top of the baseball, right. Obviously. This first pitch comes way inside to Timmy Ayers, left-hand batter. And it's ball one. Here with one out, nobody on, in a bottom of the first inning. Now the 1-0. On the inner half, called strike one. That'll even the count up at one ball and one strike. Now the 1-1. In the dirt, Karam's back to the screen. And now, two balls and one strike. This one misses again for ball three.
And Adley so far just can't quite find his spot. Obviously, 3-1 count, he's got an opportunity here to stay in it. But just trying to find his spot. Here's a 3-1, one out of the way. Ayers trying to work the walk. As this one's inside, he will take it inside for a 5-pitch walk, and he will get to first for free. And the first bit of traffic on the base is here for the Colt 45s. Come on the second at-bat of the night.
And now they need to do what they didn't do last night and strain him aboard. Obviously, it's how you don't score runs, as Caballero to the plate. But they need to string together walks along with these free passes. That's how you can just, you want them to regret the free passes. It's a free 90 feet. What more could you want?
Absolutely. And that's the thing you touched on as well in the pregame was a lot of the pitchers just trying new things, you know. So the walks and the hit-by-pitches are not uncommon. They're actually more common than I'd say when we're calling games at Simpson or high school ball or even the major leagues. These pitchers are just trying new things and looking to find their spots a little bit better.
Yeah, just a lot of mechanics and stuff to work right on as well, especially in this case. With, as you said previously, this one misses just a bit upstairs. It was over, but just a tad high. And you're working on command. You're working on just raw mechanics. These are young high school kids. Here's the 2-0 delivery with the runner on first being held on by Bullock. A 2-0 right there at the knees, a called strike one. Count two balls and one strike. Now the 2-1 delivery to Caballero. Runner goes. There's a line shot up the middle, glove by the second baseman. Steps on second for one. The relay to first in time. Safe at second. I take that back.
Yeah, he definitely looked like he was a step safe there on the slide. Great Jake. Great job there by Timmy Ayers. Good effort, of course, by second baseman, and he's able to get Cord is able to get that 4-3 put out off the sidearm throw, stepping off the bag. An impressive play, but it's not going to get two there. But he will get one out. Runner will advance. Ayers is in scoring position now.
Yeah, very surprising that call at second base. In all honesty, thought it was going to be able to beat it by a mile, end up being a close play, and then I thought he was still out in the process. But again, we're blocked by that pole right there,
right
here on this right side. You have a little bit better angle to it. So couldn't see the right field side of the bag. Now there's a runner in scoring position, and again, the tying run still at the plate for the 45s. First pitch misses upstairs and comes in high octane.
Yeah, that was
rearing back upstairs. Jude Atlee just rearing back and throwing that one up, but just a bit high.
Yeah, Tyrus Vogt might call something just to give his hand a break after that one. That one did not sound ideal. Looked a little painful there.
That's one you want to make sure you catch in the pocket.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
For sure.
There's the 1-0. Is on the inside corner.
Makes the count one ball and one strike. Yeah, honestly, kind of surprised at that call as well. Abel's kind of just made a face like,
yeah, I'm
just inside, but might have guess I caught the corner of the 1-1. That'll go off of Conklin and off the catcher to the backstop, and he'll take first base. That puts runners at first and second. Now that Colt 45ers have something going here, we're not quite sure what just yet, but there's runners at first and second with two outs now. See if they can get a two-out rally going.
Yeah, another lefty here in the bat in the lineup, which obviously last weekend we saw a lot of, and we have so far this season, a lot of left-handed batters here for the Colt 45s, usually through the heart of the lineup. It's going to be Braden Chiarito, who's manning right field on the defensive side of things. He is the leading run here, and if he can get at least knock a run in and try to even up this score to the best of his ability.
First pitch to him. Misses for ball one. It was over but high. Now the 1-0 to the lefty. Misses again for ball two.
Yeah, and the last thing Atlee wants to do here is load the bases for Tyler Jones and give an opportunity for a big two-out rally to come about. Obviously, you're up to a 2-0 lead off two solo home run shots in the first inning. That's something you'd love to see.
The Colt 45s haven't hit a home run, and I mean, it seems like forever, but again, Tiger Field can be a launch pad sometimes. It's the perfect weather tonight, although there's no wind pushing out.
Absolutely.
So this next one misses upstairs.
Now you know Chiarito is just waiting for that walk. If he can, just buy his time and let Jones go up there and try to put something in play and bring one, maybe even two runs across to tie this game up.
Yeah, even though you don't necessarily want that free pass, it's still a free 90 feet, and that
right.
pushes both runners up 90 feet, so why not? Fill some space and get things going. Here's a 3-0. This is inside, and a four-pitch walk issued. Now we'll load the bases for Tyler Jones, the catcher, who got some burn in last night's contest as a pinch hitter in the seventh inning. Ended up grounding out on the 1-4-3 off the pitcher's glove, carrying with the second baseman to the first baseman. The pitching coach for the West Coast Kings comes out to the mound to chat things over with his whole infield.
Yeah, just a quick early conversation here. Obviously, just the simple stuff, trying to buy some time, calm him down a little bit. But anything in play here, tag the bat closest to you, obviously. With two outs, doesn't matter where the play's at, just get someone out. I'm sure he's trying to say, just buy his pitch some time. Call me, believes in him, give him some confidence here. Umpire joins in, too. Why not?
Yeah. Not even breaking it up, he's just chatting it up with him as well.
There you go.
And, yeah, force it every base with the bases loaded, so just get up, get the ball and make your way to wherever you need to.
There you go, we got the third base coach right now for Colt 45s. Words of encouragement, maybe some tactical strategy for Jones as he enters the box here. Bases loaded, two outs away in a 2-0 ball game.
Just see what he can do. We just push the ball into play somewhere.
Right.
Somewhere, anywhere.
Yeah, if he puts it in play, it's a good chance the run comes across to score.
There's the first pitch from the righty to the right-hand hitting Jones. Fastball right down Broadway for a called strike one.
Yeah, great pitch of confidence there from Atlee. Looking just to stand his ground here and make Jones earn this one for sure.
And the infield playing behind the runners. Here's the 0-1 delivery. This is just a bit low.
Yeah, it's a good pull back there by Jones. Looked like he was going to swing for that one for a minute, but last second decides to hold. Not enough to buy the check swing, even up the count there.
Now it's one ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Blew the heater by him. And it looked like Jones was looking for something different. Was way out in front. Way behind, rather. Not way out in front. I just realized it completely crossed my wires there and flipped everything. Wide stance for the righty. But even in that right-hand batter's box, the 1-2. Breaking ball misses wide. Count moves to two balls and two strikes. Two and two with two outs. and runners at first, second, and third. The bases are loaded. There's ducks on the pond. The 2-2. Swing! Splew it by him, and the side is retired. There's a Colt 45. Leave him loaded. We head to two. The top of the second inning, rather, here on KCNR Shasta Redding. It's 2-0 after one complete. The West Coast Kings lead Colt 45.
Redding area, stay cool this summer with Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingandAir.com or call 530-223-1332 today. That's 530-223-1332.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at RedingHeatingAir.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Inning here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Jacob Green here with you, joined by Spencer Schlange. Let's take you the rest of the way through the second inning here, Spencer.
Thank you, Jacob. Yeah, top of two here. 45 looking for their second bit of work, along with Chase Phillips there on the mound. Two up, it's the heart of the lineup, or towards the backside, is Davis Minton for these West Coast Kings. Davis Minton followed by Ray Priest. And in the hole right now is Tyrus Vogt. And shall the inning continue, will be the bottom lineup. Zach Aldamura. Yeah, 2-0 ball game off those two home run shots, back-to-back pitches coming from E.J. Cord and Miles Clayton. First into deep left, second into deep right, and out of the park. Here's the pitch from Chase Phillips called strike there, painting the corners on Minton. And that's a good way to start here, top of the second. Phillips, again, a lot of power behind his pitches, but that's what happens if someone gets a hold of him. They go far.
Yeah, and you see right-hand batters, he grounds it up the middle and through for a base hit. Get that wide-open stance for the righty, and pull hitter characteristics, to say the least, and then drives it up the middle where no one was.
Yeah, great hit there. Phillips had to kind of hop out of the way. It took a weird skip off the mound and caroms through, right, pretty much bouncing right over the second base bag and into the outfield. Parker does a good job getting it in quickly. Not really any threat for a double there, but nice contact swing by Minton, and runner on base early here for the Kings. As showing bunt there was Ray Priest, but pulls back and is called ball. Won't be surprised if a bunt here, as long as it doesn't turn into some sort of double play. Just get a runner in scoring position at the expense of an out and when there's zero outs away.
And with Priest's speed, as he shows bunt again on the 1-0, doesn't get it down. Pulls back, it's called for ball two, missed low and away on the right-hand hitter. He's bunting toward first as a right-hand batter, trying to draw the first baseman down the line to where Colt 45s really have to adjust and make a great play, especially with the middle infielder shaded up the middle. So just try and catch the defense out of whack, see if he can get a board to first base and not even be a sacrifice. So he bunts this one off the foot of the catcher.
And that'll be strike one, obviously fouled off the foot of Jones. And dig it back in will be Phillips, get a new ball. And here we got the 2-1 count in favor of Priest. Runner on first, zero outs away here in the top of the second. Showing bunt again. He'll lay this one off. It's going to be foul again. Just can't quite make the right contact to get it down. And Minton dancing off the bag there, ready to go. But Priest yet to get one in play. 2-2 count. And now Chase Phillips looking for the strikeout. Wouldn't be surprised if he went swing away now as well, Priest.
Yeah, and last night we saw someone actually strike out on a bunt. So we'll see what happens here. He'll be swinging away likely with two strikes. Pickoff move back to first, not in time. Diving back head first was Minton.
Yeah, good patience there, good awareness. Phillips now. Two strikeouts to his name, but also allowed two runs to come across via the long shot, as this one's going to miss just inside and fill up the count.
Yeah, I thought that was strike three. That was called a strike earlier. Same pitch.
Absolutely.
Same location.
Close one for sure.
And anything close, Priest is going to have to protect and foul it off.
Here's the full count. Runner going, and it's going to be a walk regardless. He will get there. Runner on first, runner on second now. Zero outs away. And Chase Phillips loses that extended battle there. Now you expect nothing but a bunt.
Yeah, that was great stuff from Priest in that at-bat. Tyrus Vogt to the plate, now right-hand batter.
Oh, his first at-bat on the night, obviously batting eighth. Runs at first and second, a chance to do some damage here. Phillips now looking for the strikeout again. Showing punt, pops straight up into the air, and grabbed by Tyler Jones. He's able to hold both runners on, and that is a great heads-up play, not the best placement for a bunt, just popping it up. Tyler Jones, great job getting that mask off, making the play.
And when you bunt like that, you basically want to catch the ball with the barrel head, essentially, is what you're trying to
right.
do. And you're also kind of swiping the bat down at about a 45-degree angle almost, trying to catch it off the bottom of the barrel, and in that case, just was too quick with it, ends up going off the top of the barrel, judged the pitch incorrectly, and next thing you know, gets popped up.
It's not that nice having an analyst like you in the booth, Jacob, I will say.
When I can hop away from the play-by-play, it's a little bit easier to do, I will say that.
Absolutely, as this one taken in near the hands from Altamira for ball one. One out away, runners on first and second here. His first at-bat on the night, obviously. And another lefty.
My goal is to know enough baseball to be able to coach my kids one day.
There
so.
You go.
Check swing, doesn't matter. Call it a strike right down Broadway. Sorry, I forgot I wasn't doing play-by-play.
No worries. There you go. Even up the count of 1-1, we'll leave it. We'll leave you with a few more innings tonight. But for now, you can enlighten us all with some baseball knowledge. Here's the 1-1 swing and a miss there from Altamura. And that'll bring the count to 1-2.
Well, even right here with one out, and you'll see a third baseman with a right-hand hitter. He's pulled toward the bag a little bit because if he gets the ball right to him toward the bag, he's going to keep carrying his weight that way, tap the bag, get the lead runner, throw to first. There's that third base knowledge for you.
There you go.
If I'm in the third baseman's shoes, that's what I'm looking to do. You don't want to throw it around the horn unless you have to.
I would agree. The more times you have to throw to someone else, the more chances of an error, I would say.
Yeah, and it's like soccer. More passes,
right.
More turnover chances. Same thing, just a different font.
2-2 count here as that one misses from Phillips. Strikeout here would be huge. Keep runners for advancing. He will check the pickoff. It's going to bounce off the helmet, I believe.
Yeah.
Of Davis Minton.
Somewhere on the upper body, shoulder. It looks like the shoulder. He kind of like tugged at his jersey after. And it wasn't the strongest of throws.
Right.
Still, baseball hitting you in any regard, not the most comfortable.
Yeah. Here's the 2-2. Swung on third base line. Looking to make the tag, he will tag his bag and just leave it at that. It's a fielder's choice, which will let Altamura reach first, and Priest will move to second, but out there, transferring from second, third is Minton via the force out by third baseman.
Yeah, and that's where, again, Caballero, that ball was hit just barely to the left of him. If he was going to, he had to charge it, obviously, playing a couple steps back of the bag. Wasn't even with it. About 7 feet off the bag, probably. Charged it, but instead of going around from the left to the right toward the third base side, it just charged straight at it toward the right field side, decided to gather, and instead of tagging out the lead runner and throwing to first, just ran to the bag, beat the runner there, and then decided to eat it, not make the throw to first, and what could have definitely been an error in some regard, whether it's dropped by the first baseman or something like that, as it's an 0-1 count on the left hand hitting John Bullock in the top of the order for the West Coast Kings.
Right, yeah, again, as Phillips digs in. Big swing and a miss for strike number two. Obviously different personnel on the bags now as Altamira did reach first safe and Priest moved over to second. But regardless, that's the equivalent of a strikeout, what just happened there. Two outs down, no one moving through, just gaining an out, which is exactly what Phillips in this Colt 45's infield was looking to do. Here's the 0-2, misses high. Good snag by Jones there, keeping runners from advancing. It'll be a 1-2 count here at the top of the lineup, Bullock.
Yeah, when you're in a situation like this, you want unproductive outs.
Right.
If you're the Colt 45s, that's what they just got right there. When there's runners on first and second and you're a right-hand batter, you're still trying to hit it to the other side of the infield and not up the middle. You're trying to not swing for the fences every single time.
1-2 from Phillips, swung on back, straight towards the net and towards us a little bit. Jacob let a hand out there.
Just barely. I was hoping the netting was just broken, you know.
There you go.
Get a baseball. If I catch a baseball barehanded, I will do a backflip.
Really?
I can't do backflips.
So. Just making sure we're on the same page there. Regardless, Phillips here. Runners up first and second. Here's the 1-2. Just kind of poked at it. It's going to find some grass. Heading home. Sennheiser with the throw on it. Does safe. He is called safe. Just misses. Great effort from both the Tylers, from Sennheiser to Jones. But coming around to score on the missed tag is Minton, or Priest, rather, and that will bring the score to 3-0.
Yeah, Priest rounding second. He hit the bag at third, and Sennheiser was in shallow left field. Had to put some mustard on it. On a line shot, got it to Jones in time. Jones had to make a play, dove to his left, but somehow Ray Priest, diving in head first with the left hand, was able to get to it in time, and I'm not sure exactly how or why, but one way or another, in safely was Priest.
Yeah, very close play. Obviously, not quite on the plate, but Jones had to make a little transfer. He makes a great grab and a great effort to make the tag, but sliding in was Priest, as mentioned. A tough call for the umpire to make. I don't even think I could form an opinion on if it was the right one or not there. That's how close it was, in my opinion. E.J. Cord now up to bat. Runners on first and on second. And we know what he did last time he was up to bat.
Yeah, that was... I mean, you have to go to replay on it, and we don't have that ability here,
right,
unfortunately. But it's an RBI single for Bullock, nonetheless.
Yeah, we got a 1-1 count here. Two outs away. Runners on first and second. In a 3-0 ball game favored by the West Coast Kings. Swing and a miss. And that will bring the count to 1-2. And another chance here. Playing the long game is Chase Phillips. Looking to get the punch out here and retire the side with limited damage. As E.J. Cord, of course, would want nothing more than taking the yard again. Swung on here down the third base line. Great play there. KB in front of him. He will make the force out the third baseman again. Caballero with a great play. That is multiple 5 unassisted fielder's choices that will retire the side. So the West Coast Kings strand 2, but score 1 as they lead 3-0 as we head into the bottom of the second inning.
Here on KCNR, Shasta Redding. When you need help fast, Redding Heating and Air delivers 24/7 emergency service. Trusted local HVAC pros right here in Redding. Call 530-223-1332 today. That's 530-223-1332.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of Venora State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Redding Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Jacob Green here with you. Tyler Sennheiser, first pitch swinging, skies it into center field, and where it's caught for out number 1 by Teo Thompson, and now the right-hand hitting Lucas Pettingill up to the plate. Here in a 3-0 bottom of the second inning to take you the rest of the way. Here's Spencer's. This first pitch misses a little bit low.
Thank you, Jacob. There you go. Did all the work for me on the bring back. I appreciate that, of course. Yeah, as Jacob mentioned, Pettingill up here, batting eighth, and then following is second baseman. A lot of times you see him at short, but Mark Anthony Carroll on deck here, and followed by the top lineup in D'Amico Parker. Shall the inning continue as Pettingill watches another one for a little outside for ball two. It's 2-0 count here. One out away in a 3-0 ball game. Colt 45 is looking to get on the board and dig into this lead a little bit. As Pettingill now in the 3-0 count, opportunity for a 4-pitch walk. Just stay patient here, I'd assume. And, yeah, get some more traffic on the bases as, unfortunately, in the bottom of the first, Colt 45's, as Paul Strike will stay alive here. 3-1 count here. Atlee looking to work it back. Yeah, bases loaded. Stranded all three runners. To do a good punch out by Atlee as this one swung on towards the first base line. Little slow dribbler, but it is going to make its way. It's going to be the three unassisted for the out number two. And good play there by first baseman. That'll be John Bullock, the leadoff for the West Coast Kings, making his first play of the night down the first base line.
Yeah, and a great job just gathering the baseball. And then there was no one at the first base bag initially in the foot race there between the pitcher Atlee and the batter Pettingill as the right hand hitting Carroll to the plate. Watches the first one catch the outside edge for strike one, an 0-1 count on the right-hand hitting second baseman tonight. And thought initially he wasn't going to get there in time, but then some quick feet from Bullock. This one's fouled back to the screen for strike two quickly in an 0-2 hole is Carroll. The shadows have started to cover pretty much about 80% of the field. There's some spots of sun out in right field and then in deep center field. But other than that, shadows covering pretty much all of the field now.
Yeah, making quick work is the West Coast Kings, as this one's going to get hit up to second baseman, looking for the 4-3 putout, and that is 3 up, 3 down, just like that. About a 90-second, 5-pitch inning there. Maybe a few more pitches than that, but that will be quick work in the bottom of the second here. Score remains 3-0 as we head to the top of the third.
Reading, stay cool this summer with Reading Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit readingheatingandair.com or call 530-223-1332.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at readingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Welcome back, everyone, here to the top of the third inning. It's Chase Phillips facing off against the heart of the order in Clayton, Miyamoto, and Thompson for the West Coast Kings. First pitch to the lefty, swing and a miss for strike one, blew the heater by him. And to take it the rest of the way through this third inning, here's Spencer.
Thank you, Jacob. Yeah, I love the confidence so far from Chase Phillips, obviously. A couple punchies in the first inning, but also a couple home runs allowed. One against Miyamoto here, who is going to swing this one into deep right field. Chiarito is able to make the grab. A nice play as he will fly out on the second pitch. Rather, that was Clayton, not Miyamoto. Miyamoto is due up now. My mistake.
And still, that ball was tattooed. It was just on a line.
Absolutely.
And a sinking line drive nonetheless, but handled by Chiarito out there in right field.
Right. At first, it's a deep right field, but more shallow right field. Chiarito makes a great job just pursuing that ball. As Jacob mentioned, it died pretty quick. Now due up, Wyatt Miyamoto, the designated hitter. Struck out in the first, but looking to do some damage here with the bases empty. 3-0 lead here for the West Coast Kings, looking to clinch the series victory here tonight with a win, as they won last night with a score 7-1. As this one gets fouled back, and leaving up the count just off the top of the net here, behind us, keeping this fan safe. Even the count 1-1. Miyamoto digs back in. Phillips with the confidence still, throwing the heater, deals it again, it's going to go up to shortstop. It's going to be a big throw. He might make the play, an incredible play. What a 6-3 put out there by shortstop Preston Conklin. The first time I've seen him play there so far. Just my third game calling it, of course. I'm on third base at the hot corner last weekend. But an incredible play and an incredible arm. One you'd see from a third baseman, I'd argue.
As a former third baseman, I love the love for
there
the hot corner.
KCNR,
and
Chester Redding.
Third baseman make plays, so do shortstops, keeping the 5-6 hole right there. And even right here on KCNR, Chester Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM online at KCNRradio.com. Jacob Green and Spencer Schlange here with you. It's great to have you with us for the Saturday night edition of Colt 45's baseball as the left-hand hitting Teo Thompson to the plate now. And, yeah, just a great play on the backhand from the deep shortstop 5-6 hole. I mean, and what a stretch at the other end by Ayers. Got to give love to the first baseman. Again,
absolutely.
As a third baseman and an infielder in all regard, the amount of first baseman you see making just crazy plays on the other end that are responsible for those highlight reel tapes.
Absolutely, as this pitch is going to miss just outside. It's going to bring the ball, or the count to 2 balls and 1 strike. As Thompson, Teo Thompson, struck out in his first at-bat as well. But fouls one off. To start off, and I'll foul this one off to a similar spot. It'll avoid the net this time and go over towards the garden. And it will even the count 2-2 down that third baseline there, fouled off towards Colt 45's residential area, rather, for their entire roster. 2-2 count here, 0-1, two outs away. Pitch just misses inside. Right on the arms of Thompson. It'll fill the count here for, I believe, the third time. Second time, rather, for Chase Phillips in this Colt 45's defense. Phillips kicks and deals the payoff. It's going to foul right over our heads with some high octane and skip right back. And Jacob's keeping an eye on that one, I'm sure.
If I had a ladder with me, I could have climbed up and got it.
There you go. I know. That thing was moving pretty fast.
Yeah, I
said, clear the net by just about 7 or 8 feet and didn't go much higher after that. Here's another payoff. Bottom! How about that? I think good frame job there by Tyler Jones. 3 up, 3 down regardless, and the score will remain 3-0 as a couple of quick innings has made their way through, and we head to the bottom of the third, 3-0 in favor of the West Coast Kings.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Redding Heating and Air, and Redding, if you want to stay cool this summer or all year long, Redding Heating and Air, give them a call at 530-223-1332. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingandAir.com or call 530-223-1332.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at RedingHeatingAir.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Third inning here, and the top of the order, Nico Parker leading things off, with followed up by Timmy Ayers and then Nicholas Camarillo. And to take the rest of the way through, it's the bottom of the third in a 3-0 ball game that the West Coast Kings lead. Here's Spencer Schlange.
Thank you, Jacob. Yeah, a couple, three in, three out, three up, three down. You know how it is with the West Coast Kings and the Colt 45s here, coming in the bottom of the second, top of the third. Now in the bottom of the third, just the second at bat, this one's going to be called strike. For strike number one,
yeah,
on DeNico Parker.
Again, some quick innings, and of course you're on the play-by-play when that happens. It's just what seems to be the case. But also we got David Wiley back in the studio engineering things for us. Usually give him his flowers at the end of the show, but Faraday's doing such a great job already. Why not give him them now?
There you go. Why not? Men deserve flowers too. There you go.
And you know, gotta give the love to the producer back in the studio mid-show as well. As this one's got back the Backstop 1 and 2, and then most people don't know, but he's doing all that music and stuff that are the ins and outs from breaks and stuff, so he does a great job with that. And we get to hear all the music before it's played. We get to hear it queued up, so we get to be hyped for what's about to come. We've had some great music over the years, now in our third season together.
And here's the 1-2. Big swing and a miss, and that is going to be a strikeout for D'Amico Parker. Well, you don't see too often, but he has gotten 0-2 so far. And just like I mentioned, the quicker the innings go, the less at-bats these batters get. So just two attempts and 0-2 so far for D'Amico Parker, the leadoff. A little bit uncharacteristic, but sometimes that's how it goes, you know. And Drew Atley has done a great job keeping these Colt 45s off the bases for the most part so far.
Yeah, he's done a great job, and there's been a couple of goose eggs up there now for the Colt 45s, which is rare. But those middle innings, as this one skied up back toward the crowd here on the third base side and toward the Sandlot band, but just beyond him and off a hop. No fan that would make a play on it. And yeah, David Wiley again back in the studio engineering things for us. Does a great job of it. Again, we usually wait till the end of the show, but, you know, why not? Why not give him some love now?
Absolutely.
You know? So if you enjoy the Colt 45 games as much as we do and enjoy calling them, and we get a bunch of compliments all the time, but couldn't do it without our producers back in the studio, David Wiley, and then also Alex Parker has done a little bit this year as well.
Yeah, Timmy Ayers now, who worked a walk but was stranded on third in the first inning, watches the pitch go inside to even up the count after fouling one back and past that third base over the third base dugout, relatively in line with it. And Jude Atley with a couple punch outs. Two strikeouts swinging so far on the night in this early game, as this one's going to miss just a little bit inside, stepping out of the way as Ayers. He'll bring the count to 2-1. As now just about 95% of this ball field shaded. Just the wall is a couple sun peeking through the trees and hitting some of the sponsors back there in right field and deep centers. This one's fouled back again. It up near the hands, fouled back. It'll even up the count 2-2. There's now taking back in the left-handed hitter. Looking for his first. On-base reach via swinging the bat here. As the 2-2 will get swung on down third base line, and they are going to say foul. Really close, almost beat that third base and stayed fair. He probably would have gotten at least a second there. Great contact there by Ayers, the lefty, hitting opposite end. But does not stay fair long enough for him. Digging back in, it'll be Jude Atley on the 2-2 count against Timmy Ayers. One out away here in a 3-0 ball game in the bottom of three that the Colt 45s trail.
Saturday night edition. This for the Saturday night edition.
2-2 count. Ayers kicks and deals. It's going to... Wow, Timmy Ayers is going to wear that one right off the shoulder. It's going to be a hit by pitch. And he is headed to first here. Or no, they're going to say he... Looks like they're going to say that he actually interfered and that was heading towards the strike zone, or he put his shoulder out there. And Ayers is going to ask about it, and they're going to say no. And Coach Bob Anderson is going to come out and have a word with the home plate umpire here. And even Ayers and both the catcher for the West Coast Kings talking about it. Ayers trying to figure out where he went wrong. I think the umpire says that he kind of tucked his shoulder in towards the plate to wear that one and get a free base. And they say it will stay here. And he will put the gear back on and he will dig in again, looking to go in now. Jude Atley, the pitcher, has something to say. The umpire, I think he's maybe arguing that that was going to be a strike. But regardless, it looks like we're just going to do that pitch over again, and this is the type of stuff that happens when our guy Jacob Green is away at the bathroom, unfortunately. A hit-by-pitch called off by the home plate umpire, and now he's going to come out and have a talk with the first base umpire. Timmy Ayers wears a 2-2 pitch on the shoulder. And as he's taking his gear off to take first base, home plate umpire says, no, stay there. And my only guess is that maybe he interfered with the strike zone, putting his shoulder in. But still, a little bit of confusion here at Tiger Field, which is normal.
Yeah, I was going to say, you get some oddities here. It's a different brand of baseball being played. So it might have been the fact that he leaned into it.
Yeah, that was my guess. Don't know what else it could have been, to be honest. He wore that one right on the shoulder. And it did look like it didn't look like a wild pitch at all. It looked like he was kind of digging in. But hard to say. And Bob Anderson a little confused as well. And it looks like we're just going to do that pitch over again like it never happened. But to Timmy Ayers in that right shoulder, I'm sure it did happen.
I mean, you would assume so. After,
right,
yeah.
Feel great. We're up for the 2-2 as the lights turn on here. And I think that's going to fill the count.
Oh, so it was a full count, so they just didn't correct the scoreboard.
So it's going to be a walk regardless after all of that. Not a hit by pitch, but a walk, and Timmy Ayers will reach via the walk for the second time today.
So they either called that it didn't actually get him, but, you know, if it actually plunked him, it actually plunked him.
Yeah, it was
so,
probably one of the more obvious plunks I've seen in my time calling games out here with you.
In this case, it might have been the fact that he leaned into it on his approach, and some players have that lean-down approach as they get to the baseball and start that swing. This might have been one of those cases, and lots of fans jawing and jeering toward the field in general. And there's been some vocal fans tonight, which is kind of fun. Is we have an attendance of about 170 or so, probably. Just a moderately full crowd here. Nowhere near the capacity that we get on 4th of July, where it's pretty much standing room only. But still a good crowd nonetheless.
Yeah.
Not sure what exactly the call on the field was.
Yeah, again, we apologize for the confusion, but that is kind of the vibe here for everyone, including the players, I'm pretty sure. So I don't think we're missing too many steps here. Unfortunately, we do not have a hot mic for this home plate umpire where we can hear what he has to say or can't walk up to the camera and make some calls like we get sometimes at those Sips University basketball games.
Yeah. And even Kyle Gross, the manager, was sitting there for a long time talking with the home plate umpire.
Right.
Just kind of, you know, chopping it up. Gaining some information, some insight to what exactly transpired. And now, after the long wait, it will be Nicholas Caballero to the box with the runner on first being held on by the first baseman Bullock. That's Timmy Ayers.
Yeah, perfect. As this pitch is going to be called ball just a little bit high, as Vogt gloves that one to keep any runners from advancing. Be a 1-0 count here. So regardless, one out away, runner on first in the bottom of the third. Timmy Ayers is standing on first, and Caballero up. In a game that the Colt 45s trail 3-0, his back pick attempt is unsuccessful, but keeping Ayers on first, maybe less aggressive of a leadoff after that pickoff attempt from Atlee.
Yeah, just keeping him honest.
Right.
You know, get him close.
Checks him again there. No throw made, which checks the shoulder. Here's the 1-0, swung on hard, and that will even up the count 1-1. Couldn't quite make contact, Caballero, but if he did, I'd say that was going to be a base hit. Obviously depends on where he hit the ball there, but he swung hard enough to let that hurt, that's for sure.
Yeah, I gotta throw the lumber at it.
For
sure. See what happens.
Again, in the midst of all that confusion as he swings on this one, but it's gonna kick back and taking second on the wild pitch is going to be Ayers. But it was swung on regardless, so it's gonna be a 1-2 count here for Caballero called strike, but down low in the dirt, Vogt not able to make a grab on it. So making his way to second will be Ayers. Runner in scoring position for the second, or the third time today, rather, for the Colt 45s. But zero runs across as of yet. But kind of gets rid of the double play, barring a really strong play by the West Coast Kings, also with a little bit of luck.
Anything shot on the line, you have to stay close to second.
Here's the 2-0. Swung on hard into shallow right field, and runner's going to hold on third, and that is a great throw in from field. Runners will stay on the corners as a great looking single there from Caballero, but Miles Clayton able to pursue that ball and fling it in to the catcher. Didn't have to move but a couple feet forward just to make a grab on the ball, and a great call there by third base coach for the Colt 45s, holding Ayers on third as he took a big round and probably ran a third of the way home before deciding to pump the brakes and head back. That was great offense and great defense combined.
Yeah, John Downey, the third base coach, as the catcher relays some defensive signs. They're going to stay pinched up the middle on the middle infielders of Altamira, the shortstop, and toward the second baseman, through the stop sign up. And when you're the third base coach, you can't be even with the bag. You have to get down the baseline quick so that when the player rounds third, they see what sign you're throwing up in case you need to throw that sign up
right late,
because it all depends who's a pickup team toward first, not in time, diving back with the right hand to the back of the bag is Caballero. And with it, he shot on a line into the outfield for a clean base hit. It got there quickly to the outfielder who played it back again, quickly, so you don't have as much time to get from second to home. And that's where the case of the third base coach, John Downey, doing a great job of throwing that stop sign up at the last possible second just to make sure, you know, no unfortunate outs are to be had.
Right. Yeah, well said. Another thing I didn't even think about, you got to stand off that bag because if they're rounding, they might not be picking their head up to see what's going on. They're just hearing go or stay. As here's a 1-0, it's going to be called strike and even up the count 1-1. Runners on the corners, one out away in a 3-0 ball game where Colt 45 is looking to make their first bit of noise here tonight.
Yeah, that's a case of even here with runners at first and second and one out in a 3-0 ball game. You have to watch for the double steal,
right,
which is why the Caballero is dancing off the bag over there at first. Here's a line shot foul toward the pin out there where one of the arms warming up, getting loose out there. Almost had to make a late dodge to it. But as much as players position themselves depending on the play, so do umpires, so do first and third base coaches. So
there you go.
That's all part of the ins and outs of the game that some people just don't know about. And that's the beauty
Absolutely.
Of baseball, the positioning. And you see that in soccer as well. There's so much happening at once that it looks like nothing's happening at the same time.
Right. And not to mention that single there into right field by Caballero, as this one's going to be a hit-by-pitch, if I'm not mistaken, and load the bases here.
And I think it wore it on the hand, right on the... He might have gone around on the swing or fouled it off. Might have got a piece of the bat. Not sure exactly.
Gears coming off like he's...
Yeah,
no call for first base there.
Yeah, and it's that right hand. It was in the batting glove, but it's
now
that case of
like,
shake it off and...
Yeah.
Hopefully he's all right, but that is the throwing hand, and he's gonna go for a little walk and just kind of flex it around, like some sort of a stinger, but got on the back of his hand, and the umpire with a look, I guess, to make sure he actually got him, not quite sure, and if it made contact with the bat at the same time, that is, in fact, a foul ball, but doesn't look like that's the case, and he might be taken out of this game. I'm not sure. When you get hit on the hand like that, that's not something you mess with, especially for a baseball player. Your hands, obviously, are every bit of importance as your feet are.
Absolutely.
All those extremities. You've got to be able to throw a baseball and grip it correctly, grip it hard.
And the glove's coming back on. Looks like he might try to play through this.
Yeah, and it might also be the case of throw the batting glove back on. Now they're going to... The umpires are having a little conversation
right.
Just to make sure he actually got hit and it didn't hit the bat at all. Not whether or not he got hit, but whether or not it hit the bat and him at the same time. As... Man, in your play-by-play innings, there's been some... debacles already.
Yeah, to say the least. I don't know if... I don't use the word debacle much, but this is the debacleist, I feel like.
The debacleist. Let's write
that
one down. Yeah, and that might have been the case. So we'll see if the at-bat is extended or if he gets first base granted to him. Those umpires, that trio out there, the trio of blues,
and
still chatting
thing
over.
That's a little unusual from this series and from this ball game so far. Caballero on first right now. The first hit... for the Colt 45s coming in the bottom of the third, about 12 batters in. So the 12th attempt, first hit, which is not incredible. It's not bad, but it's just not accustomed to what we're used to from this Colt 45s team, who usually has very hot offense, especially early on.
Yeah, and again, that's a case of just kind of throwing the bat head and the barrel at it
right.
And see what can happen, because after last night, you're doing all you can.
Yeah, and a nod to that West Coast pitcher as well, and Jude Atlee tonight. Obviously, last night they got the job done, and their defense as well. So it looks like he will take first.
Yeah, so he is granted the free 90 feet on the hit batsman.
So that will fill the bases for the second time, this time just one out away instead of two. And due up is going to be Braden Chiarito, right around the same spot of the lineup, bases loaded, and Tyler Jones had the opportunity in the first. This time it will be Braden Chiarito with Jones on deck, followed by Zanheiser in the hole, should the inning continue. So, bases loaded here, one out away. Just one hit for the Colt 45s, but a chance to take the lead off one swing of the bat here from Chiarito in a 3-0 ball game. Left-handed Chiarito digs in, who worked the walk, the four-pitch walk, mind you, in the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch from Atlee, fouled straight back to the screen, and that will bring count to 0-1.
Braden Chiarito, another left-handed bat here in this lineup.
Right.
And again, the base is loaded. The West Coast team's looking for two on the infield. Try and get a ground ball. They have the third baseman playing in with the bag at third.
Here's the pitch from Atlee. It's going to miss just a little high and outside. even up to count one apiece.
So even in this case, anything hit probably to the corners that's rather quick, they'll go home and get the lead runner, which you saw them do last night, just gun down the lead runner and save the run automatically.
Right. And here's Atlee with the 1-1. It's going to miss inside. No, called strike, and it will bring the count to 1-2. And that's why you usually take a second for the umpire's call, but it looked like Chiarito was getting all the way out of the way for that ball, but maybe just a closer stance to the plate in general, thinking that one caught the corners.
Yeah, I thought that was...
Here's Atlee, the 1-2, swung foul back again, and it will keep the count at 1-2. Going for a quick walk to Chiarito, as that one was a good cut by him, and it was just close to the hands there, I think, on that foul ball. It was hit backwards.
Yeah, just a little bit off on it.
Regardless, 1-2 count, one out away. Bases loaded in a 3-0 ball game. Colt 45 is looking to get their first runners across. Here's the 1-2. Low and inside. It'll bring the count to 2-2.
Yeah, and tried to get him with a breaking ball there. Get him swinging on his back foot, but no dice.
Bring the count level at 2-2. Atlee now looking for a strikeout. Unproductive out. Swung on hard. Big chopper to the first base line. It is going to be 3 unassisted, but a runner will come across to score, so it's a sacrifice ground out, if you will, there by Chiarito. And it will bring Ayers across to score, but Chiarito will be out regardless.
Yeah, the 3 unassisted moves everybody else up 90 feet, but at the cost of Chiarito's batting average, but he gets the RBI. Nonetheless, it's 3-1 now in the bottom of the third.
There you go, and runners will advance to second and third as well. So Tyler Jones, again, base is not loaded for him this time, but he does have an opportunity to get some runs across. Runners on second and third, two outs away in a 3-1 ball game that the Colt 45s just dug a little bit closer to.
Slowly chipping away. Now that tying runs in scoring position at second base for Tyler Jones, the catcher with that wide stance on the right-hand batter's box. First pitch swing, he fouls it back to the screen for strike one.
Yeah, great contact again. If he keeps that one in play, I'd have to assume with how deep this infield is playing, it would find some grass behind them still, and bring some runs in. But with two outs away, again, runners on second and third. Not available for a force out, unlike the bottom of the first, but still kind of pick your poison. Easiest plays at first, of course. Here's the 0-1. Watched go high by Jones, and they'll even up the count 1-1. And a few words coming to the third... The man on third base, rather, Nicholas Caballero from the third base coach for the Colt 45s. Atlee kicks and deals the 1-1, swung on by Jones, and it's going to be, looks like he just didn't quite find that one. Maybe foul tipped, but I believe he just missed that one. Hard to say.
Yeah, it might have been fouled in and out of the glove of the catcher boat. Not quite sure.
The 1-2 count, regardless. Yeah, maybe got a little piece of it, as boat couldn't hold on to that one. But again, opportunity for Atlee to retire the side of the punch out, and he will get him, and that is going to strand both Conklin and Caballero for the second time today. Jones striking out with runners in scoring position, a little bit unlucky, but regardless, Colt 45s dig into that lead a little bit. The score is 3-1 as we head to the top of the fourth.
Redding, stay cool this summer with Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts. With over 20 years of experience, visit Redding Heating and Air or call 530-223-1332.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Tiger Field here in Redding, California, as we head into the top of the fourth inning. Your Redding Colt 45s trail the West Coast Kings 3-1. And to take you the rest of the way through this fourth inning is Jacob Green.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Spencer. We are getting back underway here in this top of the fourth inning. Chase Phillips still out there. I never even got to it, but the West Coast Kings with the gold tops, white bottoms. Here's this line shot toward left, but it's going to be foul. Home run distance just about, and it's onto the netting, but way foul and out of play. For strike one to Davis Minton. The West Coast Kings with the gold tops, the black lettering and the gray script across the front that says Coast. And then Colt 45's a white bottoms, yellow sleeve. The stops line shot toward Caballero at third. That's why they call it the hot corner. He nabs it for out number one here in the fourth.
Yeah, great play there by Caballero, just putting his glove down in the dirt and making the grab. And Jacob Green is loving that as the former third baseman, of course.
You love those hot shots towards you. And just to be completely transparent, my slow pitch league this past Tuesday, this one appealed to first on the swing. The answer is no. Line shot to my left at shortstop, up the middle on a couple of hops, dove for it, couldn't get to it, which is just the nature of slow pitch softball,
right,
on turf especially. Dove for it, couldn't get to it. Here's one toward the shortstop, ranging to his left. Conklin handles the hop, gloves, quick throw to first, stretch at the other end by Ayers in time for the 6-3 put out. Quickly, two away.
Look at the throw there again by Conklin. Takes a weird hop, he's able to glove it, transfer it from his glove to his hand almost instantaneously, and make a high-octane throw.
And
absolutely, so impressive, honestly.
Take notes at home.
There you go.
And, yeah, then I played third, and an absolute line shot for me at third on a hop. Went down to my left, somehow snuck underneath my glove, even though I tried to pin it with my whole body. Sometimes that's just the way it goes, the hot corner, and that is, again, representation of what can happen. Here's the 1-0 delivery from the righty. Misses low for ball two. And, for Conklin right there, great sound mechanics as
right,
a shortstop ranging to his left. That's why you stay in front of the ball. That's why you pin the ball to your glove rather than bring your glove to the ball, as this one goes all the way past the catcher toward the backstop. You want to slow that ball down. You don't want to just cut it off and stop it abruptly. You want to get in soft hands are what keeps those errors from happening. Now two balls and no strikes. And now the three, I was going to catch him. It's a walk issued, I believe.
Yeah, I believe it was a four-pitch walk. Little bit of technical difficulties on the scoreboard there.
Yeah, double-check the scoreboard.
There you
scoreboard.
Go.
Oh, my goodness. Scoreboard, and then all of a sudden realized that was wrong, I was wrong, everything was wrong. So now the base runner aboard for the West Coast Kings. Phillips had retired the previous six. Here's a ground ball toward the third baseman. Caballero goes to second for one, and that's all he needs to be done with the inning. And the side is retired as Caballero goes the short way to end things here in the top of the fourth inning. It's 3-1 after 3.5 complete here at Tiger Field.
Redding area, stay cool this summer with Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingAndAir.com or call 530-223-1332. That's 530-223-1332.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air.
Learn more at readingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back here to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Zanheiser to lead things off, and folks, I don't want to be a spoiler.
Hey, give him a five-second head start
in any regard, but if you're tuned into the NBA Finals,
mute real quick,
and don't tune in for about 30 more seconds. Swing and a miss from Tyler Zanheiser, chases the fastball away, and I'll let you turn off your radio, stop your streaming devices, but come back in less than in about 30 seconds for more Colt 45's baseball here tonight. But, folks, for the first time since 1999, the New York Knicks have won the NBA championship, and they are finals winners. They beat the San Antonio Spurs, and I'm not a Knicks fan by any regard. I'm a diehard Warriors fan, but to see the New York Knicks win a championship in my lifetime is something pretty special. Here's a 1-1 at the bottom of the zone at the knees for a called strike, too. Now a 1-2 count on the right-hand hitting Tyler Zanheiser, and I mean, it means so much for that city, for the fans. What a time to be a New York Knicks fan. That, I mean, the resurgence of everything that team has. A Zanheiser rung up on strikes. He's gone a-looking as this one somehow caught the southern hemisphere of the strike zone. Wow. And, yeah, I mean, it's completely unbelievable. They take down San Antonio in five games and did likely what nobody thought was even possible. The San Antonio Spurs, the alien is defeated in Wembanyama.
Wow. And a 16-2 playoff record. That is pretty incredible. That is almost unheard of.
To think of the teams that they just beat out in that regard.
Right.
The Bulls, the whole dynasty that the Bulls had, the whole dynasty that the Lakers had, the whole dynasty that the Warriors had, and they did better than all of them. And they just had their way with the East and then had their way with the San Antonio Spurs. This is the next pitch on the outside corner for a called strike two to Lucas Pettingill, tonight's designated hitter. And what a moment for the New York Knicks.
And I will say the last thing I'll say about it is this one misses low to bring the count to 1-2 and give me the opportunity to say something about it. As a NorCal resident for my entire life, Sacramento Kings fan, unfortunately, I like the Warriors too, but the Kings, this is the closest I'll get to witnessing the Kings win a championship. As former head coach of the Sacramento Kings, Mike Brown, just won a championship as the head coach for the New York Knicks, which is something you love to see, because again, if you're a Kings fan as well, you know what I know, and that is we're not getting out of the woods anytime soon.
I was going to say, as a Warriors fan, King's pretty much irrelevant to me, yeah. I will say. But Mike Brown, the fact that he won a chip, too, I was going to say that's what means a lot, too, is Mike Brown, former assistant coach of the Warriors and even coached the Warriors for some time, and this one's chopped toward the shortstop, Altamura. Gloves bobble dropped and safe at first is Lucas Pettingill on the hustle in the E6. He's aboard at first base. But Mike Brown under the helm of Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr had to leave the team for some time with some illness and a couple other things going on. Mike Brown stepped in his place and helped the Warriors have a very successful season that year. I don't remember if it was the year they won the chip, but I believe it was. If my memory proves correct, this was about within the last decade now, so it's getting farther and farther away. But to see Mike Brown win a championship on his own, just absolutely amazing, and especially with this Knicks team.
Yeah, it's something you love to see, too. Again, just the city of New York and how much they care about basketball is pretty awesome. I feel like we can leave it at that and get back to the 1245's baseball, but again, New York Knicks, NBA champions.
Yeah, Mark Anthony Carroll showing bunt, pulls it back, gets a piece of it. I think the back doesn't get a piece of it, pulls it back in time on the field of first. And just to touch on it real quick, to get back to it, been to New York a couple of times. The last time I was there, I sat outside of MSG, ate a bagel with some schmear, and that was one of the biggest moments of my life as an avid sports fan of all kinds.
I believe it.
That's just something not everybody gets to do, even though I was just outside of MSG, but MSG is one spectacular venue for a plethora of things, from music and any type of culture to just sports in general. Now a 1-2 count on Mark Anthony Carroll.
Yeah, runner on first. 3-1 to score in the bottom of four as the West Coast Kings lead.
And gone a looking goes Mark Anthony Carroll. Almost had swung on and missed, but gone a looking on the outside corner will bring up the top of the order in D'Amico Parker, as we cut off our
finals coverage here on Casey and R. Shasta Reading. So
you guys got that one for free, actually.
Yeah, tell all your coverage. Friends and family who didn't want the spoilers to tune back in now to Colt 45's baseball. This one's fouled off back toward the netting for strike one to Miko Parker. And unfortunately for the Knicks, they do win on the road, but, I mean, the partying in New York is going to continue for days,
absolutely,
for sure.
Absolutely. It would be a pretty cool experience, but maybe not the safest time to travel to New York.
Probably.
As just someone who doesn't really care about sports, if you were.
The 0-1 is a line shot to the right center gap. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Rounding second and heading for third is Pettingill. He's going to dig in at third. Wide turn of the bag. He's headed home. The throw-in is not going to be in time. And DeMeco Parker with a stand-up triple and a pose in front of the Colt 45 dugout. It's a 3-2 ball game here in the bottom of the fourth.
And how about that? Right when we're done talking about basketball, some fireworks from top of the order to DeMeco Parker. It was really only a matter of time. And I'm sure, I'm praying that the radio picked up on that crack of the bat there. He smoked that one out in the deep center field. It rolled all the way. And it was nothing but go flags, just round and around and around and around for Pettingill making his way home. And obviously that throw coming home, DeMeco Parker able to take a quick peek on his way to second and say, that throw's not coming towards me. Let me head to third real quick. And, you know, I don't know if he'll be up three more times, but that's the toughest one in the cycle. It's never too early to call.
I mean, you never know with this Colt 45 lineup.
Right.
Now there's still two gone here with a little bit of a late rally here in the inning, but Timmy Ayers takes inside for ball one. He's walked twice tonight. Hasn't put barrel to ball yet. But DeMeco Parker over there third, and anything hit to the infield that's misplayed or anything, just DeMeco Parker can score on if Ayers is able to beat it out from the left-hand batter's box as he takes a called strike one on the outside corner right at the knees.
Yeah, so now score just two for the Colt 45s and three for the West Coast Kings as Colts have scored two unanswered in back-to-back innings.
Swings at this one. It's fouled up and away over our heads and back toward the play area.
And that'll bring the count to 1-2 here in the bottom of four. And again, the punch out being Jude Atlee's favorite so far, as he's gotten five Ks to his name, three swinging, two looking, both in this inning. And that will be the third looking as he will strike out the lineup.
Yes. Strikes him out, all looking, three backward Ks on the scorecard, but the error comes around to score on the DeMeco Parker RBI single, and it's now a 3-2 ball game as DeMeco Parker is stranded over there 90 feet away at third base. It's 3-2 at the conclusion of four here from Tiger Field in Redding, California.
Redding area, stay cool this summer with Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingAndAir.com or call 530-223-1332. That's 530-223-1332.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at RedingHeatingAir.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
We're back here in the top of the fifth inning. The first pitch from Phillips is shot foul back toward the backstop for strike one. In a 3-2 ball game, Pettingill now pitching with a little bit less of a deficit. Here on KCNR, Shasta Redding. Left-hand batter up to the plate. It's the top of the order, and John Bullock will be followed up by Cord and Clayton. This one's line foul back toward the Colt 45 dugout. Look out and wake up. Inside of the dugout over there at strike two.
And again, Chase Phillips here, also a couple strikeouts to his name, just three of them, but all coming in the first inning, as this one's going to get fouled over the Colt 45's dugout again, right towards the bullpen, and it's going to bounce right next to the 10 out there, where they have a little bit of activity. Hard to say, looks like we got one guy in the bullpen warming up here, per usual. Here's the 0-2 again from Phillips, swung, no, didn't swing, sorry. And it'll be a 1-2 count, as this one's called ball, just a little bit outside. Here's the 1-2 from Phillips, misses just high, and that'll even up the count. Good patience there from Bullock.
Yeah, and Bullock with some solid plate discipline we saw last night and now tonight as well. Here's the 2-2. It's reached for, poked into center field, but D'Amico Parker will just be standing still. It's playable for him, and he'll squeeze it for out number one on the little flare lineout for out number one. Now E.J. Core to the plate, who homered his first time up and then reached technically in the scorebook on the fielder's choice back in the second inning, but it was on the third out that he reached base. Right-hand hitter with the even stance. The first pitch from the righty, Phillips, misses wide for ball one. One ball and no strikes, one out, nobody on. Here in a 3-2, top of the fifth inning, the West Coast Kings lead. The 1-0 waved at, got him to chase it down and away. Even the count up at one ball and one strike.
Yeah, strong looking swing there by Cord. I think when he swung at that one, he thought he had a brace, he had a couple going out. But unfortunately couldn't quite make contact there.
Just reaching for it. Here, reaches for this one. Grounded toward the second baseman. Takes a couple of odd hops. Gobbled up by Carroll. Throws the first in time for the 4-3 putout. Some fantastic footwork from Carroll, who had to jive left and right to stay in front of it as it was skirting around there with some odd spin on the infield grass.
Absolutely, yeah. Some great patience by him, too. He was obviously looking to get to that ball and make the play happen a little bit quicker, but it took a quick hop on the infield grass. And then took a hop on the fringe of the infield grass again, right up to his glove. And he had to be really patient there, all while still pursuing the ball and getting there to make the throw in time.
Now his first pitch misses wide for ball one. Yeah, and again, great stuff from Mark Anthony Carroll, who typically plays shortstop, but playing second base here and there as well. Does a great job of it. And that was one of those cases of, like you said, wanting to charge it and get to it as quick as possible, but had to kind of wait for it, handle the squibber, and somehow staying in front of him, made a snap throw to first. There's a 2-0 count on Miles Clayton, who's homered and lined out to right. Fouls this one back to the screen, a little bit out in front for strike one.
Yeah, and that play again by Carroll, just go back to it one more time. That's a reminder of coaches and professional athletes that I hear all the time on social media, and coaches I've had myself and teammates, just doing the small things great, you know, and doing the little things to perfection and perfecting the little things. Just things like that, a play that should be made, but just staying patient and staying calm and cool and collected, as this one's going to miss for ball three and bring the count to 3-1. But just doing the little things to the best of your ability, and once you perfect those little things, makes the tougher things a lot easier.
Yeah, do the small things correctly. Here's a 3-1. It's a line shot. If it's fair, it's going to be off the wall, but it's foul. Cuts away just barely, just a tad late on it. Was Clayton, as it goes toward the Colt 45 pen. Yeah, those small things, if you can refine the small things, keep doing those things great, all of a sudden the big things you become great in too. And it's not true. It's true not just for sports, but also everything else. Even broadcasting, this one's popped up, shallow left center field, playable for Zanizer. He'll settle underneath it. Call off Conklin and Parker for out number three, and the side is retired as the West Coast Kings go 1-2-3. We're halfway through our ball game tonight. After 4.5, it's 3-2. The West Coast Kings lead.
Rent the area. Stay cool this summer with Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingAndAir.com or call 530-223-1332 today. That's 530-223-1332 today.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait.
at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at RedingHeatingAir.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at RedingHeatingAir.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Everyone, and welcome back. It's a 2-0 count on Caballero as he fouls this one off up the third baseline. Quick count, two balls and one strike. On the third baseman has been a little bit busy tonight. He's also grounded out and singled tonight. It's a 3-2 ball game here in the bottom half of the fifth inning here on KCNR. Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNRradio.com, rather. Thanks for joining us tonight here on your Saturday evening. I know we had to battle the finals for a spot in your evening, so very grateful to have you with us. Here's the 2-1 delivery to the right-handed in Caballero. Misses upstairs for ball three. Three balls and one strike. Even stance, very compact for Caballero. Here's a 3-1 delivery from the righty and misses. Fouled up the third baseline, rather. As there's also a new pitcher on in relief for the West Coast Kings. It's the righty. It's number 26, Davis Morris from Cuesta Colleges. Caballero skies one towards center. Giving chase is Thompson to the track. Looking up, he's going to short hop the wall. Plays it off the wall. Caballero dancing around second base. He's going to have to hold there with the wide turn. He drives it to the deepest part of the ballpark, but it comes up just short to the left of the 406 sign. As he leads off this bottom of the fifth inning with a double on the payoff pitch from Davis Morris. Great piece of hitting there. But just got a little underneath it, and a great job by Teo Thompson out there patrolling center field by laying back off of it, waiting to play the carom, because if he chased it down too hard, it was going to end up skipping past him. Now to the plate is the right-hand hitting Preston Conklin, who's been hit by a pitch twice tonight. Going bunt, gets it down, up the third baseline, a thing of beauty, it's a dead fish bunt, the throw by the pitcher, the first is in time! What a job by Davis Morris to field his position, make a strong throw to first, and a stretch at the other end by Bullock, but it moves the runner over to third base, and the tying run is 90 feet away with one out. On the sack bunt from Conklin. That will bring up Braden Chiarito, who's walked and grounded out to first base tonight. Left-hand hitter Chiarito digs in. Infield drawn in by the West Coast Kings with one out. First pitch misses low for ball one. Here's the 1-0 from the righty Morris in his first inning of work. It's popped up toward right. Should be playable for the righty, Clayton. Handling in front of the warning track, gets to it, playable for him, strong throw in, it's online, on a hop and not in time, in the standing up is Caballero, and Preston, Braden Chiarito rather, drives it deep into right field, and it's deep enough to get the sacrifice fly, and now all of a sudden it's a brand new ball game, we're all knotted up to three, in the half of the fifth inning. Now Tyler Jones at the plate, he's K'd twice, both times swinging. He'll step in. Now the base is empty with two outs. His first pitch for a call. Strike one. Now lays off this one off the outside edge. Keeping the count up at one ball and one strike. Now the 1-1 delivery from Morris. This is low and away for ball two. So two balls and one strike. With two outs and nobody on after the sacrifice fly from Chiarito. Hit it deep into right, and what a relay throw by Clayton. This one skied in the air toward first baseman back in foul territory, coming underneath it, over, drinking back, squeezes it behind his shoulder. What a grab by the first baseman Bullock, who initially overran it, had to angle back toward fair territory, and is able to squeeze it for the out, and the side is recovered, but the Colt 45 stretch one across, and we're all knotted up at one here after five complete. It's 3-3. The West Coast Kings and your Colt 45s are all tied up.
Cool the summer with Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingandAir.com or call 530-223-1332 today. That's 530-223-1332 today.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Well, it's the top of the sixth inning, and it's a brand-new ball game, folks. To take you the rest of the way through the sixth inning, here's Spencer Schlange.
Thanks, Jacob. Yeah, top of the sixth here, 3-3 in a knotted-up ball game that took its time getting to where it's at now. 3-3 after a hot 3-0 start from the West Coast Kings. Now leveled up 3-3 and still in his sixth inning of burn is going to be Chase Phillips on the mound here. 6'8", 220 pounds. Ready to do some more damage here. Got a few strikeouts all coming in the first inning, but looking to add to that tally here.
Yeah, that's not a pitcher out there on the mound. That is a tight end.
There you go. Tight end.
A big dude out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Tight end / offensive lineman.
Yeah, he's a hurler, dude.
Yeah. Designated hitter Wyatt Miyamoto, followed by Tio Thompson, and after that, in the hole is Davis Minton, through the heart of this lineup for the West Coast Kings, due up.
He can rear back and huck that rock. This one's fouled down the left field side.
Yeah, 0-1 count here. 3-3 here in the top of the sixth. Chase Phillips now again. Sat down all three batters, or three of the five batters face, obviously two hit homers off of him, but that just goes to show when he was starting early, if you make contact, it's going far with how hard he's throwing this ball. That exit velocity is called strike. We'll bring it to an 0-2 count. And since then, a little bit unlucky working the strikeouts, but only one run coming across since the first inning, so nothing too bad there.
Also, just want to say, shout out the staff here at Tiger Field. Great game day staff.
The 0-2's popped up toward the mound. Nobody can find it. Now the first baseman making his way up on the mound. What a catch by a first baseman out there coming in. Timmy Ayers, as the lights have taken full effect here at Tiger Field, but when it was skied up there like that, I just couldn't see it. It's, again, crepuscule out here.
Absolutely.
Just dusk all around, but some odd colors up there in the sky. It's just a baby blue, and that ball was just lost up there by the pitcher.
Yeah, and with how high that ball went, we couldn't tell if it was coming to us or if it was going into deep center field. We could not tell where that ball was headed. Obviously, that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but it sat in the air for a while as Teo Thompson will watch first pitch go by for ball one. Here's the 1-0 from Phillips, making quick work. 1-1 will even up the count. Not too much time in between pitches here for Phillips. He's still looking pretty good here in this sixth inning of work, as mentioned prior.
Yeah, just working quick, which you love to see the efficiency,
right,
the pacing. As there's some action out in the Colt 45's pen, but this one's bounced in there, blocked by the catcher Jones.
Yeah, just taking that one off the chest. Obviously, no runners on, but good practice. Always keep the ball in front of you, of course, and keeps the game moving again. Doesn't make the pitcher feel like they're out of their rhythm.
I was going to say, this one misses wide for ball three. Shout out the game day staff here. They supply us with food, with drinks. They run water up to us. Do a great job.
Yeah.
Great job all year long. Keeping us hydrated and everything else here. And makes our lives easier as this one's fouled off out of play over the third base side to fill the count up at 3-2, one out, and nobody on.
Yeah, and Tyler Jones there on that 3-1 after another pitch ball from Chase Phillips just kind of gets up and doesn't walk the ball out to Phillips, but just kind of stands up, tosses the ball back to him, and just gestures like, hey, just calm down, take your time a little bit. And we've seen that here. The full count swung on down the left field line. It looks like it's going to be foul, and it will be just a few feet foul. Close one. One that Zanheiser had a good jump on, but if that's fallen fair, no way he's able to make the grab on it. It would have been at least a base hit. So the payoff pitch will run again. 3-2 count. Again, Jones just having Phillips just settle down a little bit on that 3-1 count. Seems to have worked so far. Just seeing the communication. As this one's going to miss. Not miss low. It's going to be a strikeout. And a quick look over the shoulder for Teo Thompson. That is a couple now I feel like I've seen from Tyler Jones there behind the dish. Good framing. A little bit low, maybe. Obviously, I don't have the best seat in the house like that umpire does. But made it look like it was in the dead center in that strike zone. Whether the umpire was fooled by that or not. That is out number two regardless, and the fourth strikeout of the night. First one since the first for Phillips in this Colt 45's defense.
And Teo Jones knew it was strike three, but then just kind of with a look back as it happened, as McNiven will step in for Davis Minton. So McNiven for Minton here. McNiven last night got the start. Jimmy McNiven over there at the hot corner. Made a few nice plays. So Jimmy McNiven, right-hand batter, he'll dig into the box from that right side.
And watches ball one there. It'll bring the count to 1-0. Two outs away here in a 3-3 ball game in the top of six. McNiven, the right-handed batter. Swing and a miss, and that'll even up the count 1-1. And good fastball then there again by Chase Phillips, hitting the top corner, but not able to find it as McNiven just looking for something else. Phillips to 1-1. Gonna miss just high.
Phillips just working insanely quick.
Right. I think that was part of what Jones' plan was, just after that 3-1. Just, hey, slow down, we're not in a rush here. But Phillips seems to be in the zone just slightly. It's gonna be a called strike, bobbled by Jones, but no runner on, no big deal. Will actually go through the legs of McNiven before making his way back to Phillips. So it's 2-2 count here. Chance to go 3-up, 3-down for the third time in a row. Or for the second time in a row, 3 of 4 innings in a row, if he could sit out McNiven here. But that will fill up the count here. We got a payoff pitch pending.
Yeah, and McNiven last night was 0-for-3 with a walk before he was pinch hit for by Davis Minton.
And here's Phillips with the payoff. It's going to miss low, and that will walk McNiven. He will work the walk and a runner on first base, the little bit of action there. No hits in a few innings here, actually, if I'm not mistaken. We haven't gotten a hit. Knock on wood. Thank you, Jacob. Good reminder. No hits since the second inning.
But I am a little stitious, which basically just means I'm a baseball fan at that
point.
There you go.
And you're also a commentator, so you got to watch what you say.
The announcer's curse is real.
It's extreme.
Karma isn't, but
neither is Superstition. So, which is a great song though by Stevie Wonder. Huge jump by the runner, takes off from toward second base, and the throw way upstairs. Great snag by Mark Anthony Carroll, rising to the occasion.